Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Just quieting down, baby.
Per capita export value.
Libraries. Minister, are you embarrassed by your behavior today?
There's a lot of bleeding hearts around.
Do you have the fortitude or the gonads to stand up and come across here and say that to me, you son of a bitch?
Just watch me.
He certainly went too far, Mr. Speaker, when I saw him stick his tongue out.
Contemptuous disregard.
More than a slab of bacon talking here.
The disappointment you also feel is my responsibility.
I lost my temper.
What is the nature of your thoughts?
The word was F-A-R-T.
Hello and welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring. I am Reese, and with me is the insufferable Jesse.
Oh, I love it when you speak nice to me.
Yeah. Hello. Hi, everybody. Can you sing the intro? I'm always trying to get you to do something different with the intro.
Hello and welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring. My name is Reese, and with me is Jesse.
Huh. I can't believe you did it. That's all right. What else can I get you to do? Can you tap dance while... No?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm not just hitting a desk. There we go.
Welcome to the show for people who hate fucking politics, but kind of want to learn about it, I guess.
Or care about stuff.
That's our new slogan. Is that it?
I think it's a good one. Stuff.
It's okay.
I didn't have a try to test it in like a focus group or anything.
No, and I don't. Yeah, exactly. Right, yeah.
It's fine. Yeah, if you hate it, let us know. If you like it, then just remain silent and we'll keep using it. It's fine.
Tell me what's new in your life. What's going on, Reese?
The chiropractor was great.
Oh, yeah, right. You were going
I've
to
been
the
there a few times.
Like a while ago.
Intensive back punching course that I'm on is great. So, and what happened was they did it, and the first time I click. All my joints click a lot. Listen. That was my fingers.
Hold on,
I got to the point now where I'm going there. It was just two men clicking their knuckles into a microphone. This is great podcasting. So, I can do it. Listen. I went there, and like I've been there a few times now. And I go there, and literally she just like presses my spine in different places, and it like goes... And I walk out going, this is great.
Do you actually feel different at all?
Oh, it's just like relief. You feel relief. The bigger the click, the more relief there is. It's great.
So like, do you walk in with pain and leave without pain? Or
no,
like...
I've just been going there and my back feels looser and I've been having less back pain and it's good. I don't know how they do it, but it worked.
Wow. I went for like a year and a half. Didn't do shit for me. So
Maybe just
like I said, it was free, so I just did it for something to do.
It was like five. It was like 5 minutes from my house as well, and I forgot I had the appointment, and then my phone gave me an alert, and I was like, "Shit!" And I luckily I was just
ran there in your pajamas.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Coffee in hand. Yeah.
Exactly. I'm fine. Just do it. It's fine.
Punch me in the back.
How about you, Jesse? What's going on in your life? You still hiding from COVID?
Yes, I am hiding from COVID. Everyone I know and everyone they know, slowly, one at a time, is getting COVID. And they're all saying, like, this is the worst sick they've ever been in their life. And then and at the same time, they're all like, just come back to the city. It's fine. Everything's fine. Nothing's wrong. Everything's there's no pandemic. Can we see a movie or something? Like, it's kind of like the world has snapped. They've snapped. They're like, okay, we did the 2 years. You said it would take 2 years. We did the 2 years. We're done, right? We're done. And the epidemiologists are like, no, we're sorry, guys. We're not done. No, we're done. We're done. No, we're not done. It's still, no, we're done. So, yeah, I'm still hiding.
Cool. That was conclusively, very conclusive reasoning behind why. I get it. I mean, I'm luckily, I'm impervious to COVID for some reason. So I don't worry.
I hate it. Oh God.
I know. It's weird. I should probably like go into a lab.
You literally took care of sick family members for like 2 weeks and testing yourself regularly, and it just came up negative constantly. You are one of those people that they are inviting into the new private testing for people who seem to be impervious and immune to COVID. You should join up, man.
But I'm worried they'll just keep me in a lab forever and just cut bits off me and feed them to people to stop them from getting COVID too.
I don't think that's how it works.
I've seen Stranger Things.
All right, yeah, that's good documentary watching.
I'm
right
gonna
there.
Shave my head. I'll get a nosebleed. Anyway, do you want to learn about this episode? Do you want to do some things?
I don't know. This is a good one.
One of
these days we should have an entire episode that's just us catching up for 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
And then ending
just
the episode.
A normal conversation. Yeah,
like, because you asked me, like most times, like, do you want to do the episode now or do you want to learn about something? And if I just said,
no, let's just shoot the shit. It's fine.
Yeah, let's just go. And then we just credit.
Watching anything good right now? Whatever.
Yeah, what do you got for me?
Okay. I haven't got a title for this episode yet, but I'm thinking we could probably come up with one while we go through it.
All right.
So,
I don't, usually you have an episode. You're usually really good with the titles.
I know, but I'm drawing a blank on this one. But I don't know if you remember the Trudeau in about, was it May 2020, he banned 1,500 types of assault-style firearms immediately. And there was like after the mass shooting in Nova Scotia, there was a huge restriction on guns. But I was like, oh, guns, I'm British.
It's actually ringing a bell.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I know. Anyway. I don't normally listen and watch the news. I don't.
So, and what I found was that, like, as someone from the UK, there are lots of guns in Canada. There's not that much gun crime in comparison to the amount of guns. But I was like, oh, I wonder when they first started to bring gun restrictions in. What's the history of the gun laws in Canada that makes it so different from America? And I didn't know. And then I found an amazing article by someone called Nate Hendley, who's a journalist in Ontario. And it's interesting.
Nate Hendley?
Hendley.
Hendley.
Yeah. Nate Hendley.
I think you're supposed to say that with a thick British accent.
Nate Hendley.
Is that your British accent? You're Welsh. You should be able to do a British accent.
I can do a Welsh accent. Great.
I know. We know.
I can do an even thicker Welsh accent, Yvonne.
Do it. Yeah.
Nate Hendley.
That's a thick Welsh accent?
Yeah.
Say, there's sauerkraut in my pajamas in Welsh.
Oh, boys, there's sauerkraut in my pajamas.
Welsh.
Good.
I wasn't in Welsh. I can't speak Welsh.
So. Okay, right, yeah. That's
yeah. So in the early 1900s, there weren't many restrictions on guns apart
what
from
is it, when, what is the language of Welsh of Wales?
Welsh.
It's the Welsh is the language? I thought
Welsh people would call it Cymraeg.
Welsh translator. a second.
You're not going to be able to say it, Jesse.
Hold on. There is sauerkraut in my...
I'm going to get my friend Owen to come and do a Welsh lesson for you.
Hold on. Did I mean there was sauerkraut in my pajamas? I did. Okay, so hold on. Just going to copy this, and I'm going to put it in the chat.
You want me to say... Bear in mind, I don't... My sauerkraut and the pajamas.
That was great.
Yeah, anyway.
So that was totally worth it.
What an anticlimax. So in the early 1900s, there were two things going on that terrified Canadians. One was that cheap mass-produced guns...
When was this?
In the early 1900s.
Okay.
So cheap mass-produced guns, like revolvers, like six-shooters, and also the increasing presence of foreigners. And at the time, a foreigner was someone who wasn't of British descent. So there was like, if you were British, you considered yourself Canadian. And if anybody was Irish...
Part of the Commonwealth.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but if anyone was Irish or Italian or Spanish or anything else, they weren't considered... they were considered foreigners, and they didn't. Whereas today, you would kind of say, if you're from Europe, you know, if you're of European descent, you're white. They were racist to people who were just from different countries in Europe. It was like a whole lot of, like, you know,
that's got to be interesting though, because like, unlike today, where you can be racist towards people just by the color of their skin or, you know, how they look, you have to get to know that person.
Yeah, yeah.
In order to know whether or not you should be racist towards them as a racist. Like that, that's a racist who has to do work.
It's hard to look at someone and go, yeah, they're Irish.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, it's like, you know, or they're French or whatever it is. It's hard to just look at somebody. So anyway, it was a, but this was alarming to Canadians of British descent because, which at the time were the overwhelming population, because what it meant was newspapers at the time, people loved this story, so newspapers kind of kept running through that they were foreigners and cheap guns and that there was crime. So this was from the Globe in February the 26th, 1908. This is the quote: "The assassinations of the past few days have surely made it clear that some special treatment must be meted out to those foreigners who abuse the privilege of living in Canada by perpetuating most reckless and uncalled for homicides. Over and over again, people of this class have used the knife or the pistol with fatal results in one or other of our large cities."
So
they were just blaming.
That's not really. This is a fascinating article you're talking about someone pissed off that there are people murdering other people,
but also just blaming foreign people all the time, just saying, "Hey, they shouldn't be allowed guns." And so by the early from the early 1800s onwards, they were selling like guns for like $150 each, and there were no restrictions. You could just go, "Hey, can I buy a gun?" Yeah, buy one, get one free, and have two. how old are you? Five. I mean, carry on. Do you need ammo?
Right. Yeah. Right. Okay.
The reason that people wanted to bring gun control measures in was because they didn't want non-British people to have guns, because they just didn't want people of non-British descent to have guns anymore.
Oh, wow.
So they were basically, they wanted British people were allowed to have guns. Just if you're Italian or from anywhere else or indigenous, you would just shouldn't have a gun.
So that was the gun control then.
That's kind of what they brought in. So
that was our originating gun control. No, yeah. Irish allowed owning firearms.
Yeah. So because the people were racist, they considered anyone from Southern or Eastern Europe to be violent and un-British.
What if you had like dual citizenship?
I don't think they cared. But this was a time of like record immigration. We covered it in our Ukrainian episode, but people like from all over the world were coming to all over, mainly Europe, I guess, and Asia were coming over. So like there was a moral outrage about foreigners, and also they were targeting Asian and black people as well, of course.
Of course. Like,
I imagine that they hated everyone.
Right. As you do, yeah. When you're a racist.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I always wondered, like, dude, are there any racists out there who, like, are self-proclaimed racists? You know, like, I feel like none of them are, like, if you're like, hey, you're racist. No, I'm not racist. Like, I feel like no one would actually, like, own up to it. Do you know what I mean? Even
I think there are people who say, yes, I am, and they don't care. I think there's those kind of really, like, out there people who just really embrace it and are quite open to do it. I think a lot of people don't like to accept the fact that they're not, and they say, no, I'm not racist, and then they inherently act in racist ways but can't live with, you know, they don't address the fact. They'll never start be able to identify their own behavior.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. Right. So anyway, I'm
moving on.
These people were just racist. They didn't care, and everybody else was at the same time. So the newspapers were obsessed with Italian immigrants who they portrayed as handgun maniacs.
that's kind of cool, honestly. Like, if you're gonna be picked on as a people, like, being called handgun maniacs, that's kind of a neat nickname. Okay, honestly, yeah. if you have to be picked on, like, that one wins the race. I like that. That's cool. Handgun maniacs. All right.
And some of the headlines at the time were pistol and stiletto. Another Italian runs amok in Quebec village. An Italian used pistol. Exciting shooting affair in Guelph.
By handgun maniacs.
Exactly.
Oh, we've got our title.
Handgun maniacs.
There we go.
There we go.
That's good.
So there were efforts then made to abolish the carrying of offensive weapons by Italians in Montreal, and a similar initiative in Toronto this one said to stop Italians from carrying hidden dirks and pistols.
Hidden? What's a dirk?
I looked this up because I knew you would ask this.
Thanks, Reese.
A dirk is a long
blade. No, fuck you. I know what it is. Fuck you. I can Google. No, yeah. I don't know what a dirk is. Tell me what a gerk is. A gerk.
A long bladed. A long bladed thrusting dagger.
Okay.
Historically gained its name from the Highland dirk, where it was a personal weapon of officers engaged in naval hand to hand combat during the Age of Sail, as well as the personal sidearm of Highlanders.
So hold on, you said that you had to look it up because you knew that I wouldn't know what it was.
Oh, I didn't know what it was.
Well, right,
I
yeah.
I knew it was a knife, but I wanted to give you more detail.
So it was a long, thin-bladed knife.
It's just stabbing.
Like a stabbing knife, a stabby dagger.
Yeah, yeah, like a sharp screwdriver. Anyway, but respectable gun owners were largely immune from criticism, and the newspapers that were talking about gun crime in the Italian community were also doing huge adverts for guns, rifles, and ammunition for for people who were respectable in the terms of that they would have used. So they brought in the Offensive Weapons Act in Ontario, and the act required retailers to keep precise...
What is it called? Sorry?
What's that? The Offensive Weapons Act, 1911.
Oh, the weapons are offensive, not the act. Yeah. Okay.
No, so the act is... it is quite offensive.
Because, I suppose, so, yeah. So they were really quite self-aware back then, weren't they?
Exactly.
This Weapons Act is really quite offensive.
This Weapons Act, meaning that everyone apart from like British white people are allowed. It's very offensive.
Right, yeah. But we're doing it anyway.
Quite the act.
Yeah.
So gun retailers were forced to keep precise records and sell pistols only to customers who had a permit from a local police chief or provincial superintendent of police, and violators would be fined $200 or jailed for 6 months. And the act contained a clause which, under any foreigner caught with an unlicensed pistol, could be deported. They love that shit, don't they?
Oh,
deport them for a crime. So the mostly white Anglo-Saxon police force was openly biased, and they decided who was allowed a permit. And Superintendent Joseph Rogers readily acknowledged, and this was a quote from a journalist who spoke to him, Superintendent Rogers states that neither the Toronto police nor his office has ever issued a permit to a foreigner to purchase a gun. That was in 1919.
Wow.
It almost sounds
like he said that proudly.
He did, yeah. Oh, yeah, you know, I'd never give them a gun. So Manitoba, Saskatchewan, British Columbia soon passed their own versions. And then it was enshrined federally as well across the whole country. So police permits were required nationally to buy a gun. And they were also, police were given permission to search people without a warrant if they suspected them carrying illegal weapons. So basically, you can see how, like, this kind of stuff still happens today where they, you know, people... search people they deem most likely from a quick visual inspection based on racism that they I need to search them because they might be carrying a weapon. It kind of doesn't change.
Wow.
So
when did it change though? When did this obviously it's like that today. But just because it was a racist thing to happen doesn't mean that the opposite is necessarily a good thing, that everyone should have guns. Everybody, men, women, children.
I'm woke. Everyone should have guns. Guns for all. Guns hate for none.
So what happened?
So, it just kind of stayed in. So
It was
around for a long time. And they also increased the kind of weapons, so they weren't allowed Bowie knives, daggers, billies.
What's a billy?
As well as pistols. I think billies is like a club that you hit people with. It's just like a wooden club.
Just a stick.
Yeah, just a billy. Here comes Billy. Smack.
Billy has a horrible reputation. And just going to crack you over the head with a stick.
Exactly.
Oh, William. Here
changed my name to William because of all the negative connotations from that piece of wood. And then also what happened was during World War One, they tightened the restrictions even more. And they rather than call them foreigners, they started to refer to certain people in the population as enemy aliens.
Oh,
they weren't
Jesus.
Allowed to own any guns at all. And they even added the restrictions to rifles and long guns, which at the time, if you lived in Canada, you know, hunting might have been something you needed to do. So it was really... it was a bit crazy, but and also as well, like a lot of the they kept revising this act, and it began to evolve, and eventually the laws in the 30s started to change more to storing guns and how well you looked after them, rather than being about where you were from and, you know, if they considered you foreign. And Ottawa dropped the rules eventually in the 1950s, which is crazy.
Wow.
And yeah. Rather than classifying people's abilities to have weapons based on where they were born, the rules started to change based on how lethal guns were. And now, for instance, you have to have a criminal background check, a mental health questionnaire, and a bunch of other stuff to get a gun. So it's evolved over time, but for a long time, that was...
I'd be very curious to see this mental health questionnaire. Like, that's...
I really want to know what's on that questionnaire. That's very interesting. Do you hear voices kind of like telling you to shoot people? Is that why you're here? Why do you want a gun? Like, that's, I'm very curious. I want to find this online. I should just go apply to get a gun.
Yes, and you can get
fail,
one.
Fail. I want to purposely fail the test, like as poorly as possible, and have them explain to me why they're not giving me a gun. Fun way to spend my Sunday.
Yeah, I think, especially if it's like an online quiz where you can just Google the answers.
Right?
I think a mental health quiz.
Do you want to kill someone?
No.
Like, what are these questions? Yeah.
Yes, no, maybe. Other.
Maybe. I always choose C. Whatever the answer is, C.
Yeah, exactly. I just do C all the way through. just a SWAT team to turn up outside your house.
I just chose C. That's how I got through high school, okay?
Yeah. Exactly. Wow. So
they changed it to be from foreigners to how... Or enemy aliens.
Eventually,
to how dangerous the gun itself was.
I'd like to say they became less racist over the time, but they became less racist towards other white people.
Okay, that's fair. That's, right, they less refined or more. Yeah. More.
Right. They simplified the racism to a quick visual check rather than complex cultural tick boxes. They were refined racism over the years. So,
oh my god.
So yeah, did you enjoy learning about early gun laws in Canada? And
that was interesting.
And stuff.
Yeah, it was good. It was interesting.
Yeah, gun maniacs.
What was it? What are we calling the title? What's the title again?
I can't remember.
You'll get it.
I've got no short term memory. I can't remember. I don't.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow. Yeah. No short-term memory, no internal monologue. I have to say my thoughts to realize them.
It's are you like the bad. Guy in Memento? Like,
it's like
every 30 seconds, you wonder who the fuck
this Jeff Garrett is. I've got my address tattooed on my forearm so I know to get home. And the names of the people I love with a little bad photorealistic
Polaroids,
tattoo.
Yeah.
A photorealistic tattoo. Do you know what? Tattoos fade over time. Anyone who gets like a photorealistic tattoo of a loved one over time has to watch their face gradually smudge under their skin permanently.
Oh my God, Reese, Jesus, thank you for the nightmare fuel tonight. That's lovely.
Look, I got a tattoo on my 2-year-old daughter. By the time she gets to 18, she looks like she's been in a car crash.
And drowned in a puddle of mud.
Exactly. She looks like you left her in the sun and she melted.
Like a Kinder Egg in a microwave.
Exactly. So anyway, I've got a title, so I'm not.
I could just be like you're at a soccer match and the parents. One guy comes over there. Who's this? Is that your kid? Looks like a Kinder Egg put in a microwave. Yeah, that's mine. Proud father. This one here.
Why have you got a tattoo of Michael Jackson? That's my daughter. You weirdo. Fuck off back to Neverland. Go on.
Oh, that was good. What's the call to action today, Reese?
Don't be racist.
Don't be racist. So if you find yourself one of those self-proclaimed racists, stop it.
Just for an hour. Just give everyone a rest.
Oh, okay. That's. I mean, you know.
You might like it. It might become 2 hours or 3 hours.
What are baby steps?
Yeah, exactly.
Baby steps away from racism.
Tuesday, 1 hour. Wednesday, 2 hours. Thursday, 4 hours. Friday, 5 hours. And Saturday is cheat day.
You get it. Okay.
Because you're gonna get back on the horse on Monday. So
I'm not going to touch this.
It's a 12-step program.
Cheat day.
I don't even want to talk about cheat day. Oh, God. Anyway.
Okay. Do we have a reel? call to action. No? Okay. Don't be racist.
No. Just go and give us a review if you've had fun.
Oh, that'd be nice. We haven't had that as a call to action in a while.
Go give us a review.
Yeah, Apple Podcasts. It actually helps us grow.
Yeah, if you hate us, one star, that's fair. But if you do like us and you've listened to more than one episode, you are morally obliged to give us three or more stars.
That's true. Yeah. If we really like your review, we'll probably read it on the show.
If it's funny, or just really nice and strokes our egos, then yeah, let's do it.
Makes us feel really pretty.
Yeah. Cool.
All right.
Well, this has been fun.
Yeah, this has been fun.
I'm going to stop the record and then just going to do some stuff. What are you going to do?
I'm going to do some stuff. I think I'm going to just watch some YouTube.
What wonderful lives we lead.
So interesting. God. Okay. That's it. Okay. That's it. We're done. Goodbye, everybody.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.